is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:06, FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile on this very somber Friday as the funeral is going on right now for slain Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor. We will get to some audio here, some of the speakers so far. Ben, Chief Batiste, Public Safety Director Barber, Mayor Sandy Stimson, Councilman Joel Daves, Representative Margie Wilcox. Also from the military side of Sean Tudor's career as commander there in the 173rd Infantry. And get these cuts, and also we'll get through this in this hour, and then live next hour as the funeral procession will be heading from Dolphin Way Baptist Church, heading towards Mobile Memorial Gardens. Already hearing about the number of people already lining the streets there on government, and what is going to be an outpouring, I'm sure, from citizens of Mobile to honor this family and to pass along their condolences. Let's start here with words from Mobile's Mayor Sandy Stimson from just about 45 minutes ago.
Chrissy, John and Noreen, Jim and Elaine, and other family members, I stand before you this morning representing all Mobilians who are extending, and I'm extending on their behalf, the most sincere, heartfelt condolences that could possibly be expressed for your loved one, Sean. We want to thank you for allowing us to come into this time in your life, this most solemn time, so that we can tell you how much we appreciated Sean and how grateful we were for his sacrifice and for his service. But now, since you shared these things with me, Chrissy, as y'all know Sean, I think I should tell some Mobilians some things they don't know about Sean. And it's only with your permission that I would say some of this. But you each know that he was a huge Baltimore Ravens fan, that he loved heavy metal music, reading comic books, or comics, racing motocross, maybe the occasional glass of Merlot, beer, or a shot. And for some reason, there was a tattoo saying party here. Those are some of the memories that you have. And in your mind's eye, I hope those are the thoughts that you can take with you. But there's another thing in your mind's eye that I hope that you will remember. And that is the things that you will see and hear today. Before many Mobilians knew Sean, I knew him. And I knew him as that aspiring young police officer, as a police cadet, who responded to a request from me answer a question. And as a member of the 56th class of the Mobile Police Academy, the question was, why do I want to be a Mobile police officer? And these are the answers of all those in the class. And Sean, because he was previously a police officer, his was written in the past tense. But he said, I wanted to be a part of something greater. I was tired of hearing about change and there being no action. I decided to do something rather than talking. And to those of you that knew Sean, that is no surprise. You know, it wasn't long before Sean started being recognized by his fellow officers and his superiors, and he was that gung-ho rookie. If there was a challenge, he was going to run to it. Only 16 months after being sworn in, he was recognized, you know, as the Officer of the Month for his bold decisions, his bold actions, and his good policing, taking drugs off the streets, taking illegal guns off the streets, and chasing after the bad guys on foot, tackling them and bringing them to the ground. Because of Sean, and the men and women who are wearing the blue and other in law enforcement, Mobile is a safer city. So, Chrissy, and to all the Tudor family, and Chrissy, your family, to note today Mobilians find in our midst a grieving widow, a grieving family, and other family members, grieving because you've lost your beloved Sean, who gave it his all to protect us. Today you will see an outpouring of love that you cannot even imagine. It's genuine, and it's heartfelt, and it's very sincere. Just looking at the police officers that have filled this auditorium from other cities and other places and other military, you know, you have to feel that Sean was truly loved and appreciated. The citizens of Mobile and law enforcement officers everywhere are hoping that in some small way that our hugs, that our tears, our salutes, our messages, and our flowers will help you make it through this terrible grief that you're suffering right now. In the days and weeks to come, we're hoping that the prayers that you know that are being lifted up, that we will stir the righteous powers in the heavenlies to give you the grace that you need to work through this loss. In closing, to my fellow Mobilians, today is one of those turning points in our city. While preventing tragedies like this is very, very difficult, what you choose to do in the aftermath of a tragedy tells who you are. I hope that we will look at this as an opportunity. An opportunity to change the way that maybe we look at law enforcement. You know, what we have in this relationship with law enforcement really needs to be looked upon as a partnership. Just as we need them to protect us, they need us to support them. And the only way that they know that we truly support them is to tell them. And we can tell them that we love them and that we appreciate them and that we will do whatever we can to express that in so many different ways. So not a relationship. Going forward, it is a partnership. So it would be through our encouragement and our prayers that men and women, when they wake up in the morning, those in law enforcement, as they put on that uniform, they'll know that Mobilians are praying for them and encouraging them to continue doing what they're doing. So every time a Mobilian sees a policeman, I hope you'll go out of your way and tell them how grateful you are. In doing so, we're going to tell the world that we support the blue. Thank you very much, and we love you.
All right, words there from Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson at the funeral today for slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. We will get to comments here from Representative Margie Wilcox and also bringing condolences and honor from Governor Kay Ivey.
Just as we gathered a year ago under similar circumstances for Justin Villa, and just as many gathered a few days ago in Birmingham for Wetosha Carter, we gather because of the so-called victory of evil. We gather today to mourn the tragic death of Officer Sean Tudor. We acknowledge through tears that often it appears that evil is prevailing. But friends and family, it is only for the moment. My faith assures me and inspires me that our God will set all things right. While we mourn this tragic loss, I pray you see that the victory will be his. As the Lord told John toward the conclusion of the book of Revelation, "Behold, I am making all things new." Today, I'm honored to be here and present our resolutions on behalf of Governor Kay Ivey and my colleagues in the Alabama legislature to express our love and thanksgiving for the services of Officer Sean Tudor, to express our profound grief to his family and friends over his death, and to pledge to his family and to his brethren with badges our support and our renewed vigilance to pursue justice for Sean and for all those who serve. We often recall John's inspired words in times like these, that no greater love hath man than to lay his life down for his friends. I pray these words comfort you. To the men and women who serve our community, who run towards danger, others run away because duty calls, God bless you. To Sean's family, God bless you. May the grief you surely feel be overwhelmed by the love of friends and family and by the sweet memories of an outstanding young man. And may the peace that passes all understanding comfort and guard your hearts. God bless you, Sean. Lord, keep his soul close to you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Right, the words of Representative Margie Wilcox, and we will come right back for the news break and continue. On the way, James Barber, Lawrence Batiste. Words from the other side, from the military side, and the commander of the 173rd Infantry Division for Sean Tudor speaks as well. This is all straight ahead, right here on Midday Mobile on this very somber Friday.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
And returning to coverage of the funeral of slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor, and coming up at probably around 1 today is what we're hearing. The funeral procession will leave Dolphin Way Baptist Church heading to Mobile Memorial Gardens. We'll talk more about that route, but giving you an idea when they will be en route, so you can be standing and show your respect to the family as they pass Dolphin Street, McGregor, Azalea, down to Government, and Government out to Three Notch. All right, more from the funeral. This is Public Safety Director and one-time Police Chief of Mobile, James Barber.
My name is James Barber. I am the Public Safety Director for the City of Mobile and the former Police Chief for the Mobile Police Department. And so I come here today to talk to you about the end of watch for Sean Tudor on January the 20th, 2019. It is a date that will live eternally in the memories of his wife Chrissy, his family, and his friends. And it is also an incredible disbelief that we as an agency and we as a community have that again we stand here to honor a fallen officer from the Mobile Police Department in an incredible difficult time, not only as an agency, but to us personally, as my wife and I endured again having to deal with this situation and trying to understand and inspire those that serve in our community. And make no doubt the impact that this has on our spouses. I've watched her cry in sadness, and I watched her cry in anger, and I watched her cry in disbelief that again we would deal with this situation. But as the former police chief, it was my honor to welcome Sean Tudor as he stepped into the Mobile Police Academy. And it was my honor to congratulate him when he walked across the stage proudly as a Mobile police officer. And as you've heard, I would address Officer Tudor, the Mobile Police Department, and the law enforcement community just 11 months ago in the line of duty death of Justin Billa. And during that service, what I vowed is that we in law enforcement will continue to fight for all of us that have fallen and all of us that will fall. That we will fight with courage, commitment, and integrity, despite the criticism that we oftentimes receive from the very people we're trying to protect. I bring that up because Officer Sean Tudor gave his life keeping that promise as he served with distinction and steadfast resolve to make this community safe. You know, I'm often asked a question that is very familiar to every one of you that wear that badge. Why would anybody want to be a police officer in this country today? Where do these men and women come from? Well, they come from our farms, they come from our towns, they come from our city streets. They come as ordinary people with an extraordinary sense of duty. A duty to protect those that cannot protect themselves, a duty to protect the peaceful from the violent, and a duty to protect the law-abiding from the lawless. From wherever they come, we as a country and a community should thank God every day that they do come and they answer the call, even at grave personal risk to their own safety. You know, I can hardly talk today after 30 years in law enforcement without acknowledging the incredible challenges that our law enforcement officers have to face today in our country. Because we as a country see, when we turn on that TV, the violent criminal activity. We see the mass shootings. We see the willful destruction of property. And we see the civil unrest. And those incidents share the headlines with the indiscriminate slaying of police officers, sometimes for no other reason than they wear a badge. But today, I would like each one of you to see what I see after 30 years doing this job. I want you to truly see the people in front of you, behind you, and beside you. And I want you to see the people standing up on this stage, and I want you to see me standing at this podium. Because if you see what I see, what you will see is a room full of our colleagues, our family, our friends, our elected and appointed officials that are willing to accept this challenge with you so that you will never, never do this alone. What I hope you see during the procession as we lay our brother to rest is a grateful community that honors you as they mourn the death of Officer Sean Tudor. You know, at Monday morning at sunrise, again, the flags of our country will return to full staff and they will fly. The suspect or defendant in this case will demand his rights during the upcoming Capitol trial. The rights that Sean Tudor and all of us have sworn to defend. And Sean Tudor will forever be memorialized on the black granite walls of the Law Enforcement Memorial in Washington, D.C., where he will take his place among over 21,000 other law enforcement officers who have also given their lives in the line of duty for this country and for their communities. He will forever be memorialized as an American hero. And you heard that term again today. And I can never talk about these line of duty deaths without repeating this. Those granite walls, engraved on those granite walls in the Washington Memorial, is an everlasting reminder to each and every one of us that it is not how we die that makes us heroes. It is how we live. And Sean lived that life, as do you. So I have something to ask of you. I want you to honor Sean Tudor. I want you to honor Sean Tudor and every officer that has fallen in the line of duty. Because when you leave here today and you return to your respective towns and cities, and whether it occurred in your city or mine, When you put on that uniform and you put on that badge, you do so with pride and with the respect that you deserve. And you stand up straight and lift your chins to a grateful nation and a grateful community. And you will do your duty, as will we, with courage to always do that which is right and righteous, despite the criticism we may receive. And we will continue to be leaders in our communities, especially during times of controversy, crisis, or conflict. And we will always remain dedicated to our oath of office and the law enforcement code of ethics. And we will continue to fight, my brothers and sisters. We will continue to fight because we must. For the hope that one day, just one day, we will never have to gather like this again. God bless this family, and God bless each of you that serve.
And it's with the poignancy in his voice that you hear public safety director and one-time police chief of the city of Mobile, James Barber, having to talk about a fallen police officer now twice within 12 months' time, 11 months' time, after the fatal shooting of Sean Tudor on Sunday. Being laid to rest today, funeral is going on right now at Dolphin Way Baptist Church. The procession will leave there and head west on Dolphin, then to McGregor South, across airport and through on Azalea and then down to Government and out to Three Notch. That is the route if you are planning to be there like so many were for Justin Billa 11 months ago to honor that family, show your respects. It will probably be a little after, I would imagine, 1 o'clock or so that the procession starts to make its way. We'll keep you up to date on that right here on Midday Mobile. All right, we'll check in with national news and get Dr. Bill's forecast, and then we'll come right back with more of our coverage of this very somber day in the city of Mobile.
Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, and continuing coverage of the funeral and the procession to the graveside for slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. We've heard from the mayor, we've heard from public safety director, heard from Representative Marjorie Wilcox. Now, Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste, who, like Director Barber, has been in this capacity having to do this, to talk to a family twice in 11 months' time.
To Chrissy, John and Maureen, Christopher, I'd be remiss if I didn't say something about, we all know that we have seen people come from as far as the East Coast and the West Coast, the North and the South. But there's some stories behind some of those that came, in particular some stories about those that are men and women at work for the city of Mobile. I see in the audience today Officer Justin Tully, who has recently been released from the hospital in the last week or so. I saw Sergeant Ray Robinson, who suffered a stroke just last month, and he's here to pay his respects. I saw Officer Talon Edwards last night, who just recently had a valve replacement. So I hope the family understands that you are part of a fraternity, you are part of a brotherhood that's greater than anyone that I've ever seen in my life. But I thought you needed to know about that personalness of what some of the people that were here and the stories behind it. So today, we pause to give thanks and to celebrate the life of Officer Sean Tudor. To his wife, Kristen, his father, John, and mother, Maureen, brother, Christopher, his mother and father-in-law, Jim and Elaine Ising, his aunts, his uncles, cousins, and other extended family members, and all who are in attendance here today, Our hearts have been shattered by such a tragic occurrence. In the book of Ephesians 2 and 10, it reads as follows. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. As I think about what it means to be a law enforcement officer in society today, I ponder the many concerns of young people that have a desire to serve, but no desire to be persecuted by those that will not be guided by fact, but instead by sensationalism. The job of serving requires action and sacrifice. And as the mayor read, so when Officer Tudor was asked why he wanted to be a police officer, he wrote the following words: I want to be a part of something greater. I was tired of hearing about change and no action. I decided to do something rather than talking. Officer Tudor was a doer. He was short on words, but was tenacious in his approach to resolving problems that were placed before him. He served with dignity and honor and made the ultimate sacrifice of life with his actions. Sean's death speaks to us as a reminder of the sacrifice that all men and women that wear the badge and uniform make each day. Often with low wages and sometimes undeserved ridicule about how they carry out their duties and responsibilities. It is a reminder to our city leaders that we must work to ensure we can hire and retain the best and brightest by providing competitive wages. Because once again, we as a department and many federal, state, county, local agencies, we're here to question, why do this job? I say to you today that the answer is staring us directly in the face. The community that depends on us to be the line that stands between it and the tyranny that would exist in our absence. The support shown by this community for Officer Sean Tudor and each of us in uniform should serve as a reaffirmation of why we do what we do. So we will press on to the greater mark of serving and protecting those that sometimes can't protect themselves. I hope that the actions of the City of Mobile, the Mobile Police Department, and all the members of law enforcement community that have sent cards, called, come by, said a prayer, and showed up on this most solemn of occasions will let you know how much Sean was loved and appreciated by us all. Please know, Chrissy, John, Maureen, and Christopher, that as we move further from this day, that you will remain a part of our family in blue, and that we will be your village. Don't let a day go by and have a need that you don't reach out to us. We love you all and are eager to help you. Remember, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. The Father in heaven will remove your pain. We will miss Sean, but we have lots of great memories to hold on to you. Thank you.
Words there, Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste, as laying to rest today one of his officers again within 11 months' time. Funeral procession to start shortly. Remember, that procession goes down Dolphin to McGregor to Azalea, down to 90 and out to Three Notch. We'll talk about this more. Let's get some words here from the other side, not from law enforcement, from the military service for Sean Tudor and his captain with the 173rd Infantry Regiment. Here he is.
Christy, Mr. and Mrs. Tudor, distinguished guests, I'm Captain Alan Canales, Commander Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 173rd Infantry, based here in Mobile. It's my honor to speak on behalf of Sean's other family, his military family. Sergeant Sean Tudor has been one of my soldiers since he joined the National Guard in March of 2016. In fact, Sergeant Tudor was one of the original 12 soldiers that stood muster at Charlie Company's first formation in September of that same year. One of my goals that me and my command team put together was we wanted to have a close-knit unit in the National Guard. I think everybody's aware that you meet one weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. That's standard. But we're an infantry unit. And the chance of us going to combat are a little bit higher than others. So we decided that we wanted a close-knit unit for both soldiers and their families. The reason for that is because when the soldiers deploy, they're away from their family. It's their brothers to their left and to their right that they need to depend on. Their families have the other families in the unit to lean on because they need somebody that understands what they're going through at home. Sean and Christy both understood this, understood the importance of this, of having that support network. They were both very active in the unit. Christy's been an active member of the Family Readiness Group since the unit started. In fact, she's acting as the treasurer currently, and she's been the treasurer for over a year. She's also played a major role with the other wives in planning all of our family events for the past 2 years. Charlie Company is a little over 2 years old, but we've developed and built a close-knit unit, as is evident over the past week. I think Sean would be proud of the way that the unit, its families, and the Mobile Police Department have come together to support each other and Sean's family. I know that I'm certainly proud of all my soldiers and their families. For the way that they've handled themselves in this situation. Everyone's handled the situation with professionalism, dignity, and composure. Christy, I want to emphasize that you're always welcome at the 173rd Infantry, and you're always a member of our Family Readiness Group for as long as you're willing to be with us. Sean was an intelligent, driven, and determined soldier. He was the kind of soldier every commander or leader wants to have. Just give him a task or a problem and stand back. He'll figure it out. You didn't have to spoon feed him. You didn't have to color it for him. He figured it out. I think the biggest reason that he was like that, it was his passion. I think he had two passions, being a police officer, being a soldier. This was evident because he gave 110% to both professions. I remember about a year ago, a last minute opportunity came up for him to go to his basic leader course. This was a course that he had to go to in order to get promoted, and he dropped everything, took vacation from the police department, and he went. He could have easily said, no, I'll get it another time, don't worry about it. But he was so passionate about succeeding and being the best soldier that he could, that he went. Sean was like a sponge. When conducting field problems, he was always eager to learn. And he was always willing to listen. He loved learning tactics and working with leaders at all levels within the company so that he could become a tactically proficient and learn his craft. Sean had the maturity and audacity that made him a great infantry leader. In fact, he was preparing to attend Special Forces Assessment and Selection Course in February, something he wanted to do since joining, and something I believe he would have succeeded at. In preparing my remarks, I remember back to Christmas and Thanksgiving, the holiday breaks, and turning on Facebook and seeing pictures posted by Sean of him at the gym running on the treadmill. And of course, he had to remind us all of how fat we were for not being at the gym. Let's call that brotherly love, right? Sean's duty position was as an M240 machine gunner in 2nd Platoon. In this duty position, Sean excelled. He loved being on the machine gun. He never complained that his 28-pound, 4-foot weapon was too much to carry. Although he was grateful when we got the upgraded Lima models because it shortened the barrel to where it wasn't as tall as he was. He didn't complain much. He just took what he had and made it work for him. He was always striving to improve, and he was doggedly focused. As an infantryman, we're bonded through sacrifice. As one person put it, we live a Spartan existence. The Army gives us what we need, but I can guarantee you there's no comfort with anything they give us. In the winter you freeze, and in the summer you swelter. It's your job to carry a load that often exceeds 75 pounds over any terrain on Earth. The mission of the infantry is to close with and destroy the enemy. Inherent to this is loss. We steel ourselves as best we can, but we know that in our profession, loss is sometimes unavoidable. This serves to strengthen our bond as a unit and as a family. This truly makes us a band of brothers. Losing Sergeant Tudor has hit the company, the entire company, to the very core. This time the picture on the TV screen was one of our own. It was someone we worked with, we went to wing night with, we sweated with, we froze with. We worked with and ate bad food with. Many of the soldiers in my formation are also first responders. So we know better than most the gravity of this situation. We are all at a loss for words. But I can tell you that Sergeant Sean Tudor was a great soldier, a fine husband, and a dedicated police officer who will be missed greatly by everyone at Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 173rd Infantry. Rest easy, brother. We have your watch.
And those are the words of the commanding officer from the 173rd Infantry Division that Sean Tudor also served his country with. Pretty close to departing there at Dolphin Way Baptist Church, the funeral procession to head out to Mobile Memorial Gardens. We'll talk more about that route. Also, I think we are checking in with WKRG's Bill Riles coming up after 1 o'clock on that processionary route. And also in national news, the president to address the country soon on the partial government shutdown. At Rose Garden address, maybe there has been something worked out. We'll keep our eyes on this as the president at any minute is supposed to be speaking, and we'll get you the latest on that as well as we continue right here on this Friday edition of Midday Mobile.
Mobile United and United Way of Southwest Alabama is collecting food for federal employees and contract workers who are not being paid during the current government shutdown. Items most needed are canned meat, peanut butter, canned vegetables and fruit, fruit juice, boxed or canned meals like soup or mac and cheese, dried or canned beans, pasta, rice, cereal, baby formula, and diapers. Drop off your donations through January 28th at Atlanta Bread Company, 3680 Dauphin Street. Mobile United, 800 St. Joseph. United Way of Southwest Alabama, 218 St. Francis. And Infirmary Federal Credit Union, 130 Mobile Infirmary Boulevard, during normal business hours. Thousands of people living paycheck to paycheck in our area need your help. So take a few minutes. Make your donation today.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:55 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Friday. And coming up next hour, we will talk to I know Bill Riles from News 5 will be in the procession as they depart Dolphin Way Baptist Church. Of course, the body of Sean Tudor, his family, his friends, loved ones, and so many people that didn't even know him personally that are in town. Law enforcement from around the country, citizens of Mobile, folks from Baldwin County, all over the northern Gulf Coast showing up to pay their respects. And we can do the same today. This is it's so similar to where we were just 11 months ago when the death and funeral and then procession for Justin Billa then, when Mobilians and all kind of folks lined the streets of Mobile along the procession route. And I imagine the same thing is happening right now and will happen during this procession. Once again, leaving Dolphin Way Baptist Church, going to come out and go west on Dolphin to the intersection there with a left on McGregor down to Airport, where if in, and also on a traffic side here, understand that you will have within the next hour and a half or so, this is going to be really within the next 30 minutes, be shutting down the intersection at McGregor-Azalea Airport. You know, McGregor on the north side becomes Azalea on the south side. It'll shut down that intersection as the procession goes through there, down Azalea, down to 90, and out onto government and west to Three Notch. I saw a post on Twitter from Cassie Fambro from MyNBC 15, showed the fire trucks, if you remember the giant American flag that was held up there when Justin Billa was laid to rest. They are ready for the same today for Officer Sean Tudor as they move along the procession route. So we will keep you up to date on that. But yes, if you find a parking lot, I would say the closest would be the Atlanta Bread Company and things like that, that are the shopping center that's right there across Dolphin from the church. The next place would be Pinebrook Shopping Center, down there where McGregor gets right by Airport. You could be on the west side there in Pinebrook Shopping Center or across at the Bose Southwest Grill. Some parking there. Then once you get across the intersection, it becomes Azalea. There's a gigantic parking lot, if you think about it, from where you are at that intersection, the whole way down in one shape or form or another, there's a parking lot the whole way down to pretty darn near where Michael comes in from the east on the other side before that neighborhood starts on the west side. So that's all parking lot down through there. Good place to stand and show your respects to the family. And then, of course, as you get down near government, you'll have Azalea Government parking lot on both the left and right. The right has a significant parking lot there. And then I've already heard, we got reports, Dalton was telling me that people already lined up on government as well. So if you have time, you can get to your places as that procession will be heading through over the next half hour as they head to Mobile Memorial Gardens from Dolphin Way. Also on a national front, awaiting to hear word from President Donald Trump as he has called a presser in the Rose Garden. And I have to imagine if there's a presser in the Rose Garden, it probably means there's some kind of, it's just, I don't have any word, nothing's official yet, but it would seem to me that there would be some kind of deal having been struck to call a Rose Garden meeting. At any point, the president's supposed to address the nation there, and we'll keep our eyes on that story as well and give you any new news as it breaks and maybe a break in the partial government shutdown. All right, it's 12:58. We'll go to national news here and then come right back with our coverage of this somber day in Mobile and the funeral of Sean Tudor.